Welcome to Badger Tough Inside the Circle. I'm your girls coach, Craig Picorni, here with Hall of Fame head coach, Alan Picorni, with another week of Bennington wrestling. A lot of snow. It might be snowing as we speak. It is Thursday, and it's already affecting plans this week. So we had plans earlier this week get affected, plans last week. So we'll have some updates. So if you're listening before the middle of Friday, we might have some news for you. Actually, if you're just watching your phone, you probably see some of the news. But you know, real-time updates once this gets posted. Anything you want to recap outside of tournament stuff as far as practice or general other things?
Not really. I mean, it's been just kind of playing it by ear and a lot of adjusting plans and all that based off the weather this week. So that's about it.
All right. I guess we'll dive in first to – actually, we'll let you start with the Lincoln Southeast duels so you get a break in between.
All right. I mean, not a lot there, I guess. You know, Lincoln Southeast, they're probably a little bit better than they have been, but still, you know, we're the better team and thought we wrestled very well and probably could have had a better finish. We had a match not go our way. We're winning and get caught and pinned, but we end up winning 57-15, and probably the match that I thought was where we wrestled the best was at 190. Ty Thompson beat their guy 9-6, and that guy had a really good record. I think he was only had maybe 4 or 5 losses on the year and probably 20 wins. So that was one of the best matches I've seen Ty wrestle. You know, when he wrestles with good technique and doesn't get sloppy. I mean, he's a pretty solid wrestler. So that was a great win. In fact, I went into that match thinking we're going to get pinned in it, but based off the guy's record and what he's done with others, but coming away with a win just shows what Ty's capable when he wrestles with good solid technique. Other than that, you know, the match that really thought that you know, it went the wrong way was Brody. He was really kind of winning pretty easily and just got out of position. You know, he's starting to ride some legs and you got to be careful if you don't know how to ride them right and you get in bad position. You know, that could get in a lot of trouble, and that's kind of what happened. Kind of got caught and pinned, and you know, when he was really controlling that match and probably going to win easy, but you know, that's good learning lesson for Brody. Doesn't really affect him much. I mean, you know, throughout the whole season, but it probably helps him more by learning from that mistake and make him a better wrestler, I guess. So that's about it for that. Other than, I guess, it was the military appreciation duel, I guess. So guys got to wear their camo singlets. They always seem to like that.
Oh, yeah. I love the camo singlets.
I'm not sure why, but I guess they do. But I mean, they're pretty average to me at best. But
it might be one of those things where because you only get to wear it once, it makes a face.
Yeah, probably. It's different. So. Yeah.
All right. Same time or same day, we had Norm Manstead for the girls tournament. We used to go when it was in High Plains and it was just the boys tournament, but after moving to the EMC conference, that landed on our EMC duels, so which it doesn't now. Well, it still does for the boys, I guess. But just going back out there, it was a little weird being at the community college out there and not at Clark's. And next year, it's not going to be at the community college. It'll be at their new big field house in there in Columbus. I'm hearing they're going to put down 8 mats. I don't know if they're going to change the schedule up at all or not, but should be fun going to that new field house. Let's see here. Going down the results. Starting at 120. Desi, boy, she drew a tough draw with that Jamila Taylor from Papillion La Vista. And then Westside girls are all pretty tough. So she went 0-2. Selena had a pretty dang tough bracket. And she started off with a bye at the round of 16 and then, or I guess technically the round of 32. And then she had the Valentine girl that she beat the week before, who's been, you know, in various spots within the rankings, I think around between like 7 and 10, 11, something like that. And she basically has her first match and went out and did like she did before and really controlled the whole match and pinned her in the second period. Didn't show any signs of letdown on that. And then she draws Maggie Painter in the quarterfinals, who was 2 seed and who's, I think, rated around number 4. She got pinned in that one, but she was actually up 5-0 at the end of the first period and just kind of got out of position and pinned in the second. But compared to the duel that we had against Pierce a couple weeks ago to now, she's made huge steps. And I think that she's going to make, if she keeps working, she can really start closing the gap. And there's only one that really counts in the end, and that's at state. So hopefully we keep making big strides and get some confidence too that, look, you can beat her, and I really think she can. So not a bad loss. Don't ever want to say good loss, but not a bad one there. And then she pinned her next match and again runs into another rated girl in the blood round that she had wrestled the week before at Winnebago. And this girl's rated. She's tall. She's lanky. And just got the best of her this time in a tight match and ended up getting pinned in the third period, but it was really a tight match up until that point. And then, so Selena ended up going 2-2 there, but again, she had 3 rated girls. So obviously she's right in the mix in those rankings. Marin ended up going 2-2 as well, or I guess 1-2, the first one's a bye. She had a tough Columbus girl, and then pinned her girl from Aurora, and then had a pretty good, decent girl from Blue River. So, Marin's, you know, still looking good. She's a freshman. She's learning a lot more learning to be had. But the biggest thing is you just keep seeing in her matches, her, even if they don't go her way, she's working the things that we talk about. It's not, she's a much different wrestler now than she was a month ago. She's doing the various moves and not just going out there and bullying everybody, because it's not going to work. Not everybody's going to get bullied around by her. So, and that's a great thing in wrestling. Eventually, technique and experience would overcome that. So she's starting to, you know, work and get better and better at her technique. So excited to see her continue to progress in that. So that's it for Manstead. Had EMC duels next on the list.
Yep. Team finished 2nd place overall. 4-1 in duels. First duel in Norris, we won 66-6. This year they brought pretty much their full team. Last year I think they brought 4 people, which anyhow. So a couple of the good matches I really thought we wrestled well in. Jack Jansen wrestled there. Eric Hall, that's pretty tough. Very close, 5-3. And could have had a chance to win that. But he's wrestling good guys real tough right now. So he's really coming along. That pretty soon we'll get him over that hump and start beating those guys. Ty Thompson also had a good match against a decent wrestler. So those guys wrestled well. And probably the best match of the day, I thought, against Norris was Braden Krykmeyer over that Ben Stanley. He was a state qualifier, pretty sure, last year. I know they were kind of high on him. Braden Branch dominated him and then pinned him. So it's probably the best match, I think, out of all of them. So I was really happy to see that. Second duel, we had Waverly. That went didn't go very well. We end up losing 50-18. But I wouldn't get overly concerned with that. Waverly's tough. There's nothing to do about it. And they have their entire lineup now, full lineup there, and we're still missing Colton, and then we ended up holding Dalton and Lane out. They both had some fresh injuries that don't look to be long term. I mean, Lane's already in the practice room going just like normal, so he's feeling good. Dalton's probably another week away, but I don't believe that's gonna be season ending for any one of those guys. Colton's got a little bit more to go, and we'll see if we can get him back late in the season, but that's kind of up in the air right now. Still, we're short some guys, and Dalton could have gone if he needed to, but he would have not been close to 100%, and felt, since it was a fresh injury, it was just best not to, and consider it a situation. I already did the calculations, and we were just going to wrestle perfect to even do it and to get the win. So I felt that it wasn't worth the risk at that point, because we didn't know what the injury was or how bad it was or what, and we're just trying to test things out. But Dalton did get a couple duels in against easier guys to kind of get a feel for things, that if we needed to put him in, we would. But I just felt it wasn't going to help us in the situation, and obviously it ended up not. But I think we can, we see him again. We can flip a couple of those matches around, get those guys in the lineup. Maybe we get a win instead of getting beat, and then we got a couple toss-ups that I think we have a chance of turning around if guys wrestle well. We can do that. You never know. Never know what's going to happen. And again, they are full strength. You don't know what state duels bring if somebody's sick or injured. On their side, and maybe we have a chance there. Anyhow, let's see if there's any exciting matches in there. Didn't seem like it the way that went, but probably the one of the better ones, with Caden Coyle, Tech Fall over there, that Klukas. Although I think, that's because he's rated, not that he's anywhere close to Caden. I think there's a big gap between the number one and number two and at 113, and then number three and everybody else. And Caden kind of showed that there. Another good one, I thought it was real good that we lost a close match, Brody Scobie against Garrison Brem. Brem was a third-place medalist last year and ranked third again, and Brody's right with him, lost by 1 point. So just right there that, shows that Brody's capable of winning a state medal. Only thing is, his weight class is pretty deep. In that weight class, you can get a third place medal, or you can get beat out. So we're hoping to prepare him, get him ready for winning a medal at state. Another good couple good wins were Really, the last three matches, we won the last three. I wish we had started there, and that might not have looked so bad, or not felt so bad. But anyhow, Braxton got a major decision, 12-1 over Grieve, who was a state medalist last year. So that was a big win. Kyler got a pin over Garrett Ryan. That's the number two guy in the state. Although he made things interesting.
Yeah, we were looking like, what happened? What is going on?
Yeah, well, first of all, Ryan's kind of a very defensive wrestler and tough to score on, so you're not going to score a lot of points normally. Got into the second period 0-0, and Ryan chose down and got an escape. And, you know, and Kyler's comfortable with going back on their feet, so he didn't really try riding that much. And then Kyler locked up and was getting ready to throw him, and fortunately he hit the throw out of bounds and ended up on his back and gave up the takedown, but rolled out of it and didn't give up any back points. But so down 3-0, but came back, tied it up, and then once he got on top, he was like, no, this is over. So he took care of business. I don't think it's gonna be that close. They do it again, you know. So anyhow, and then Ty Bufakeo had a great match. You know, their kids, Gavin McMillan's is a freshman too, but he's very good. And you know, he's one of the top freshmen coming in. So it was freshman against freshman. It was 9-5, but I really thought Ty dominated the match even more than that. He kind of let him in on his legs a little too easy a couple times, still a good win. I think McMillan was any Russell has him rated higher than Ty, and so you know, really pretty much controlled the whole match and was never in any danger of losing it, and so it was a good solid win. But anyhow, it was a tough duel. Next time we meet him, I hope we meet him again. Not in the first round of state duels, hopefully, but
hopefully in the last round of state.
Hopefully, the last round. Hopefully, it's we have a different outcome there. But we got some work to do before that. Then Lincoln Northwest. Not much to say there other than we broke a school record. We won 84-0. You know, you can't score any more points, and they can't score. Well, I guess they can score less.
Technically, they can score negative, but.
Yep, that, and I've seen that happen. Yep. So, or you get unsportsmanlike or something like that. But new school record for widest margin of victory in a duel. So, I don't know. Not much to say there, I guess. Then we had Blair next. And I going into the tournament, I knew that Waverly was you know, something's going to have to happen for that to as for us to even have a chance. So I kind of expected that, and I'm, you know, and not that we didn't try, but kind of knew what was coming with our situation. But Blair and we needed to win. We needed to beat Blair. We needed to beat Hastings. We needed to win all our other duels. Otherwise, we're not in the state duels, and we'll probably talk about some of that later.
Yep.
And we lost to Blair up at the Fracas, and even going into this, the way the lineups were, I was kind of concerned about that, you know, with our injuries too. But fortunately, our two guys that were injured were later in the duel than by then, I knew what score we had, how far we had to be ahead before we kept them out, and I thought our guys wrestled great. You know, Ty had lost a close one, but against a decent wrestler, I felt he could win that. But and then Jack Jensen got a good win again over the Blair kid. I mean, he did beat him last time, but beat him again. And then Cale Kaufman was the big match where he ended up getting pinned at Fracas and really was getting dominated at that point at the Fracas. You know, we came in with we knew what he was going to be like. Now, we didn't know that Tucker how he wrestled, because he was new to their lineup. I mean, he was JV last year, but he's a solid wrestler. He's a good wrestler. You know, because they had a very good 285-pounder last year, and so you know, sometimes you got good JVs behind good varsity guys, and so this guy's a good wrestler, and really dominated Kale last time, but this time we knew what he liked and what he did, and so we're ready for it. And Kale did a great job of wrestling him in those positions, and was even I think he was even winning at the time that he pinned him, and so just really wore him down and got the pin. So that was huge. That's 12-point swing in our favor, and that was very huge in this duel. And then after that, let's see. I mean, guys really wrestled pretty much as we expected through there. You know, I thought we wrestled very good again. We got big enough lead that we didn't need to put those guys in. And Ty Bofake, again, had a good match against, ranked kid. Although he's ranked at 150, but he bumped up thinking they can beat Ty, and I think their kid's a senior, and figured they could move up and beat a freshman. And
that versus Kyler, I probably would bump up too.
Yep, I agree. They threw someone in there because they knew what was going to happen there, and so it was a good move on their part. But Ty had no part of that, and major decision. So that was huge. And so we end up then finishing out, and Logan Vancheck and Kellen Mann, really appreciate them stepping in tough situations for our team to help us. And even though, they had some tough matches, so great win for us there. Beat Blair 41-30. So really, I mean, we still beat them by 11 points, and we didn't even put our best guys out there. So, real pleased with that. Next, we had Hastings. And Hastings beat Blair earlier, and they also beat another team that's ranked pretty high. They beat Beatrice, very solid. So Hastings is a decent team, and we really wrestled great, I thought, overall. I mean, there's some spots where we could have done better, certainly, but overall we wrestled great and just dominated them. I mean, we were way up on them, and before we pretty much took a knee at the end is kind of how you look at it, I guess. We, didn't put Dalton and Lane out there, again, trying to protect the injuries that they got. Some of the great matches in there. Caden, again, Techfold, a ranked wrestler. I think that they got from Hastings is ranked sixth, and just it Techfold him. Had trouble pinning him, but he Techfold him. And then the two matches, three in a row, very good matches against very good kids. Braden Kragmeyer, Zane Thompson, state qualifier, major decision, him 10-0, just dominated him. And that's a good kid, too, that he dominated. And Braden's really coming along right now. In the next couple of weeks, he's going to have a couple of tests where he might be able to put himself in the rankings by getting some wins over some good kids. So he's right there. Same thing with Brody. Brody beat Drake Anderson, who's another one that's been wrestling well for them, and a senior that's very physical. The thing I liked about it is, that's the one thing that gave Brody a little trouble earlier in the year, the physical-type wrestlers, and the strong wrestlers. And Brody was able to wrestle with them and get the 5-3 win over a very good wrestler. Really nice job. And then this Ben Bufakeo at 138, Jaden Myers is a very solid wrestler, had some very good wins throughout the season. Also concerned about that, and Ben just dominated him too and pinned him. So those three right there really wrestled great in that duel, and so really happy for them. And then we just kind of cruised from there and beat Hastings 54-18, which You know, a couple of weeks ago, I'd have never believed that, but you know, I thought we had a good chance of beating them, but beat them like that. So, great duels, obviously, other than the one, but hopefully we can figure something out with that one in the future. But some of the individuals, results, as far as winning records, Lane Welchert went 3-2, and Lane's been sneakily having a good season as far as wins and losses. He's almost at 500, which you wouldn't think, you know, because he's so little that giving up so much weight. But he's real close to 500. And wrestling well. If he was full size, he's a guy that might be contending for a state medal, in my opinion. But he's got to overcome that about 15-plus pound difference. Caden goes 5-0. Wrestled great. Braden Krikmaier 4-1. You know, his only losses to Hunter Jacobson, the number one ranked wrestler from 120, but bumped up against him. So great, you know, and beat really had beat a couple of really solid kids too. So, you know, Braden's wrestling great. Brody wrestled great too. Again, he went 4-1, and his only loss was a 1 point to a kid who got third in state last year. So. Right in there with him, and just getting over that hump, and he's going to be beating that guy next year. Or, I mean, not next year, just by state. Ben Bufakeo, 3-2. I mean, his two losses were to the number one and number two guy in the state. So, you know, nothing to be ashamed about there. And had a great win again over the Hastings. So, great job there. Braxton goes 5-0. You know, again, wrestling great. Just dominated a ranked wrestler. Kyler 5-0. You know, he goes out there and beats the number two guy, plays around, makes me nervous, then just pins him. Then 157, Ty Bufakeo 5-0, and you know, obviously beat a ranked kid that's a senior from the weight class below. But Ty's really. You know, he's really adjusted well to high school wrestling. Started off with a couple of little things in Council Bluffs, especially where it cost him the match. And
and he was up a weight class too.
Well, yeah, but and now he's been undefeated since I think maybe Council Bluffs. So, or no, maybe he might have taken a loss at Frakes. He's been undefeated for quite a while. So. But he'll have some good tests this weekend too, but and I think he can come through on those. undefeated Dalton Roten 2-0, I guess. I mean, we'll count it. And same thing, Lane Bover 2-0. I think they both would have had winning records if they would have been able to wrestle, but you know, we got to be smart too sometimes. Jack Jansen 3-2, you know. His two losses were to two very good kids, both of them very good records and either ranked or considered to be ranked. And then Cale Kaufman's been also wrestling great lately, and 4-1 in this one, and only loss was to the Waverly kid, who's pretty tough. And hopefully we can get him next time. But that's kind of it for EMC duels, I guess. So...
Right.
I guess you're up next.
Yep, I guess I am. Let's see here. Of course, so for whatever reason, the school doesn't, Wi-Fi hates my computers. I don't know why. So, of course, now it goes out on me. So I got to pull up the stuff that I had up on my phone. All right. So, Beatrice on Friday. Macy made her season debut. Got down the weight, and the first three rounds basically started where she left off last year. Got a pin in second period, a pin in 17 seconds, and then another pin in the second period. in the finals match, she had that Morgan Moshman from Beatrice, who's has been rated at 120 all season long. I think maybe third and undefeated coming into it. Macy was a little tired. You know, making the weight down is really hard to come down in weight, and when you're on injury, and so it's a little bit harder than if you're able to go full go in practices. And you know, these girls are in mid-season form, and you know, it's Macy's first match, kicking some rust off, or first tournament. Got up early in the first period with takedown, and then second period went down and wasn't able to get down. She was pretty exhausted at that point. So it was a close match, and you know, a good wrestler, if he's going to keep it close, to try to win. And had some scrambles. I thought she got one or two takedowns that weren't awarded to her. I know for sure one should have been. And then ended up getting, you know, as they're wrestling around, taken down and loses that one 6-2. But we have things to work on that out of that match to change that around for next time. So Macy finishes second at Beatrice at 120. Desi went 0-2. You know, her second match, you know, in the second period. So again, she's working the things we tell her to work, and just slowly, you know, is making progress. First year wrestler. So she seems to still be enjoying it a lot, and you know, we're seeing progress, and the wins will come. 125. I think Selena had another really, really good tournament. She went out and got a pin in 16 seconds in her first match, and then another first period pin in her quarterfinal match. And then in her semifinal match, which she had that Trinity Williamson from Crete, who's been rated all year at 135, she's made her descent down to, all the way down to 125. And I thought this was going to be a real, you know, a good match for Selena, a tough match. And it was, you know, she took her down, and in the first period was, you know, controlling from the get-go, and ends up pinning her. And so, you know, she's pinned a rated wrestler again. So Selena's been seeing rated wrestler after rated wrestler, and just continuing to do well there. So good things there. And then in her finals match against that Waverly girl, who only had one loss coming in, she pinned her in the first minute of the match. So Selena goes 4-0 and wins the tournament at 140. Marin's first match, went out and wrestled well and got a pin in the quarters. Lost to the girl from Fairbury in the semifinals, who's pretty decent there. But then goes out and picks up a pin against the West Point girl in the Kanzi semis, and for third place, went out and got another pin in her medal match. So Marin takes third at Beatrice, and like I said kind of earlier with Manstead, you can see she's continuing to work the technique that we've shown, and those results are coming. So they keep coming. So good stuff overall in that tournament. Anything you want to add about Beatrice? I know you guys weren't there.
Nope, wasn't there, but I, you know, I thought the results looked good, I thought, overall. I mean, obviously, Macy's would like to be different, but again, it's to wrestle somebody that's undefeated and, you know, returning state medalist, first tournament of the year when they've had 20 plus matches under their belt. That's tough for anybody. So, you know, it is what it is.
We'll flip that result here soon enough.
All right.
All right. So Saturday JV went two ace. Some went to Aquinas to that varsity tournament. I'm going to start there.
I got Waverly up.
So all right, we'll go Waverly.
We'll go through
first.
Waverly first, and I'll get that Aquinas. The plans were to get our first team JV into some higher quality tournaments, varsity level tournaments, maybe more like C and D varsity level tournaments. And you'll see a lot of Class A schools, or not a lot, but some Class A schools, the more successful ones do that. And so we got to the point where I feel that our numbers are good enough that we can take a full team or close to it. That was kind of one of the first factors in that. Plus, we have some quality kids there, and just to keep them sharp at higher level competition than your average JV tournament. And so that's why we did it. And it fell on the same date as our Waverly tournament, so we went two different ways. And the rest of the JVs went to Waverly, I wasn't there, so I couldn't comment on much other than the results. I was pleased when I looked them up and saw. Daxton Zapia got third place. Lucian got fourth. Colton Dole got third. Liam Nye got first. Kendrick Cusick got third. Aiden Moore got third. Will Gutz got second. Will can be a very good wrestler if he really puts his mind to it. I mean, he's got to work on the mental side, and then when he does that, once he starts figuring out that he's actually a good wrestler, he can be very good. Still got a lot to learn, but Liam Kennard finished third also. Dominic Driggs third. And Dominic's another one. Driggs is another one that when he figures it out, I think he has potential to be very good too. I just got to figure out the positioning and balance. That's what gets him in trouble. He'll wrestle great and then all of a sudden get pinned, but that's something that just takes some time to learn. Jerry got second, so that was great. Keegan Christick third. Joe Christensen third. Jackson Rauscher third. Harrison Hinkey first. That was great. And Caden Toby got second, so... That was the JV results in Waverly. So overall, I was pleased with that, especially since we didn't take our first string guys, and so they did well. Then Aquinas, and we're the only JV team there. So this was basically a true varsity type tournament outside of us. And some really, you look at some schools that we competed with for a lot of years when we were in Class C. And team ended up seventh. Some of the teams we finished ahead of were like North Bend Central, which that was a team we used to battle head-to-head with all the time back in the day. Our JV beat them. So, Corey Kreichmeier's old alma mater, our JV's beating them. So I have to give him a hard time about that one. Conestoga, old conference foe, finish ahead of them. Boys Town, Class B team, we finish ahead of them. And then Twin Rivers, I think they're a D team, but they got some couple good kids in there. I noticed they had some lightweights that were very solid. But so team did great overall. I thought I was really pleased with how they wrestled too. We'll get to those results there. So just kind of go through placing. Ethan Clackham ended up one match away from medal, and so he got a couple wins in there. That was great to see. Then he kind of got hurt in his last match that he ended up losing. But so hopefully he'll be all right. Eli McCreary, same thing, got to the one match from Medellin, these are varsity guys, so this is a varsity tournament. That's nothing to be ashamed about as freshmen coming in. Hopefully we can get them over that hump there. But Luke Vitallo didn't place. Jackson Walsh, I thought, wrestled very well. He ended up getting a win and wrestled tough. He wrestled the number one seed who ended up winning the bracket very tough. Ended up getting pinned in the end, but it was real close at first. In fact, he took the lead to start with. So he's a guy that if he ever learns how to wrestle, he's just natural out there rolling around doing weird things, but ends up on top somehow. And if he figures out how to use some great technique, I mean, I think he's going to be great for us. So got some work there, but at least there's some potential. James Peterson won a couple matches, and again, one match away from getting a medal, so really happy for him. He was out for a while with an injury, but I thought he wrestled real well. Let's see, Jaden didn't play, Chris Westphalen didn't. Frank DeHart finished second place, so great job for him going in there and placed the second at a varsity tournament. Dominic Gillette placed fourth. Again, great job for him. These are varsity level tournaments we're talking about. We're not talking about JV tournaments now. And they had, I think, 12 teams there or something like that. So some of those brackets were pretty full, and even having 9 or 10 guys in a bracket. So Kellen Mann finished fourth, so did a great job there. Jacob Strader finished second. So we got two guys in the finals, which is pretty good for JV team. And that just goes to show that those guys are capable of doing well in varsity if we need them, and that's why we're doing this stuff. We got one more tournament like that, and we're hoping to get some more next year. And then Saul wrestled up at 285, and just so he can get there and wrestle, he was willing to do it. So I was really happy he jumped on the opportunity right away. No question when I asked him, I said, if he wanted to go to this, he'd have to be 285, and he jumped on it right away, and he may be questioning that after that tournament, because he had the toughest bracket out there. And there was five guys that were arguing for seeds that I think were all state qualifiers or something, or ranked. He unfortunately got to wrestle two of those. So just one of those. But another one, varsity guy, he wrestled real tough and lost a close, got caught and pinned at the end just because was oversized, but wrestled tough for a while. And then his next match he lost was a guy who was big and pretty good. So overall, great job. I went away feeling real good about it, not just because we beat a couple of varsity teams, but because we I thought they wrestled well. Even the ones that didn't place wrestled well and just fell short. So glad we did it, and hope to see a lot more of those in the future.
Alrighty. The last one on the list was Syracuse Duel. That one got postponed, so that has moved to next Tuesday with a half-hour earlier start. So.
Yeah, they're starting a little earlier because they had something actually youth duel scheduled that day, decided to go ahead and add this to that and go a little bit earlier so that they can get all their events in for the day.
So looking up the upcoming week, as far as schedule with practices, typically normal, but as we're recording this, about 2 hours ago, they canceled school for Friday, so they said they'll make a decision by 1 p.m. So kids, parents, if you're listening to this before then, make sure your kids are watching their emails.
Yeah, the administration, they take a look at if the weather's getting better, if it's improving, and roads are open enough. They look at several things to see whether they'll allow practices for not just us, but basketball too. And so we're all kind of in the same boat. And obviously, if anybody's concerned about the drive and all that, we 100% support telling the kids not to come, but we rely on our school administration to make those decisions, and And we support what one way or the other, whatever they decide. And the door is still open for practice tomorrow, but I don't know. The way it looks, it doesn't look good, but things can change. So you never know. You know, I've seen storms go by quicker, and all of a sudden it's sunny in the afternoon, and roads are clear enough that you can move around. And so we'll see what happens. But that decision, we've been told, be by 1 p.m. tomorrow.
Yep, and that's regardless. Kids should probably do some sort of find some way to get some sort of exercise in on their own, because we still got competitions and stuff, and we've already missed a bunch of practices. And speaking of competitions and school being canceled tomorrow, we were supposed to go to Schuyler with the girls and JV portion on Friday. The JV portion's been canceled. The girls have been postponed to Saturday, but we're already scheduled to go to Arlington on Saturday. So our plan is to go to Arlington.
Yeah, and that's a contractual thing that you know, we're contracted with Arlington first, and when they move Schuyler, we can't just drop Arlington, and you know, that's not the right way to do it. Even though we're contracted with Schuyler, but we're contracted with Schuyler for Friday, so we got to honor the contract. Is the right thing to do. Plus, they also made special effort for us last year to get in, and it just looks bad when you break your contract the next year. But
and I don't want to listen to Lane during the summer complain. The boys varsity for Schuyler is scheduled for Saturday. Currently, that is still on. Buses scheduled leave at 6 a.m. with wrestling at 9:30. Schuyler's pretty tough tournament for the boys.
Well, it's a good solid B tournament. It's not as tough as some we've been at,
right?
But yes, it's still a good solid tournament. I mean, you know, it's not Council Bluffs, it's not the fracas in some ways, it's up there pretty high, quality wise. And we see some good competition and some stuff people we don't see, like Scott's Bluff, and Columbus Lakeview has some individuals, so we see some good kids. And also you got other guys, solid teams. You got Aquinas there that's got some good individuals. You got Scott there, you got Blair there. So yeah, it's a tough tournament, but it's, we're kind of into our Class B schedule now, where we're seeing a lot of solid Bs and then a few A's in there, and maybe some lower level class schools here and there, but mostly B schedule that we get to see the competition we need to see down the road for state. So hopefully we get to wrestle it.
Yep. As mentioned, on Saturday, girls go to Arlington with the van leaving at 6:30, wrestling at 9:30. Smaller tournament. There's only 7 girls teams, but there's quality there. I know, like at Selena's weight, there's a rated girl from Arlington who's pretty tough. Omaha Scott's there. They bring a small yet strong team. Elkhorn, Lincoln Northwest, North Bend, and Raymond Central for the girls. So good tournament there to go on Saturday. And then next Monday, Elkhorn JV. Don't yet know what time bus leaves, but wrestling starts at 3:30. And we're limited on the number of JVs we can take to that one you were saying earlier.
Yeah, we can only take a maximum of 2 per weight class. So a couple of our weight classes are deeper, especially like 215. We're not allowed to take all of the guys. So that kind of stinks, but that's the rule they got. I'm not sure why they don't start that tournament earlier and let people come as many as they want, because I know they don't have school that day. And I know the reason why they limit it, because that thing's gone to almost midnight the past, and they got school the next day. So I understand why, but why not start it earlier then, since they don't have school? But anyhow, And I'll get some information out on that too here. I know I need to do that a little bit earlier. Plan is to get something hopefully tomorrow on that. I'll also get out a bunch of information if you're hearing this right away, probably sometime later tonight or tomorrow, but all the plans, adjusted plans for this week, I guess. And that can still change, but we'll see.
And then like we kind of mentioned before, the Syracuse duels moved to Tuesday for the boys. You know, I have more information later. But that's just the boys, as it was supposed to be this last week. Anything else on the schedule?
That's about it, I guess.
All right.
Still figuring things out with this weather.
Well, state duels wild card. Let me refresh and make sure nothing else changed. It doesn't look like the page changed. So right now, state duels wild card, we're sitting at 7th with 43.7391 points. So you're 43.5 is the cut line. That's where it's sitting, because Lakeview's at 43 2/3 at 8th. And then at 43 1/3, Skyler's sitting at 9th looking in from the outside. So 43.5 seems to be right about where it's at right
now. Not so fast, my friend, ooh, as Lee Corso said. You also got to understand that there's, well, out-of-state competition. Some don't have Cozad sitting at like 8-1, I believe. And they had several out-of-state teams. And I kind of did some research and calculated their points. And they have about 44 point something. So they'll jump up in there around 4th place, I believe, and push us to 8th. So, and then we got Columbus Lakeview right on the cusp there too, that we got to watch out for. We still got to take care of business. We got to go undefeated. And I think if we go undefeated, you know, these next three duels, we'll be all right. As far as qualifying, I don't think Lakeview can catch up to us. Then there's other teams, and there also might be some teams I just missed that might have some out of state stuff, and points continue to evolve and change. A couple big tournaments hopefully happen this weekend, and you know, there's a Minden tournament in Northwest, a Grand Island Northwest tournament, dual tournaments that some of those teams that are kind of in those top 8 area, and you know, I mean, top 10 and top 8 area, are competing in. That's gonna, you know, some of those take a loss or two, and all of a sudden that drops them out. So, you know, hopefully those go on this week. Kind of worried about some of those. I think Minden was supposed to be on Friday, and maybe they push it to Saturday and wrestle it to Saturday, but hopefully they do it, because we need some of those teams to get beat to help us out.
Even looking at the teams we've faced, I mean, you got some that are sitting on the edge of different of the tiers. You know, Eagle Crest, Colorado's 12-12. They take a loss, and that drops them a tier for you know. For us, and Pierce, same thing. They're 6-6. And you look at someone like Hastings. I mean, Hastings is 8-10. And like I said, they're a real good dual team, but hopefully they go the other way around and
I hope they don't. Wins. I hope they don't. Because you know what? That get to helps Blair
that
more
helps
than us.
Blair, too. So.
Well, it helps them more than us because they wrestle them twice. We wrestle them once. So that, yeah, that gives them 6 extra points if they raise a level, and only gives us 3. So yeah, just those weird things you don't think about can affect you. But we got to take care of what we can control, and whatever happens, happens. And hopefully I'd like to be somewhere around 6 or 7, you know, as far as, because I don't want to jump up all the way to 5, and I don't think we can. I you know, that's, there's a lot of teams that have to take some losses for that. But I'd like just to sneak up to 6 or 7 and get us on the other side of Waverly, and because I don't think they'll drop past down below 1. And they got a big duel with York coming up, so that's tonight, I believe, if it happens. You know, and they may be going on right now. I don't know, but
well, let's take a look and see if.
But anyhow, there's a lot that can happen by the end of the season, and we got, well, we got one little over 2 weeks left of that before the it's all done. So, as long as we win out, I think we're going to make it. But whether it's going to be eighth seed or somehow we can get higher, but anyhow, that's kind of where we're at.
Yep. I'm just trying to see if the York duel's happening with JV right now. Supposed to start at 6. They don't have anything entered at in track, so.
That's probably not a good sign, but.
No, that's probably not a good sign. I'm not going to dig too much further, but. Yep. All right. Things on other competitions. Hopefully the Nebraska duel doesn't get canceled against Iowa because we got the polar bear coming out again.
Yep.
Second time. Hopefully Iowa puts in their heavyweight, who's also a football player, and Utmacher can get some revenge for the football game. But anything else you want to cover?
No. I think we covered everything right now.
All right, then tune in next week. Recap Skyler, Arlington girls, hopefully both of those, Elkhorn JV, the Syracuse duel, and then we got another busy week. It's always busy weeks after this, like Louisville girls, Plattsmouth JV, Lexington, Bellevue West JV, Weeping Water girls, and the Plattsmouth and Papillion La Vista duels. Will probably mention those as upcoming, since my guess is we'll probably try to squeeze this in on Friday next week. We'll see.
All right.
All right. Till then, see you.